The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me." The Gospel of the Lord. As I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, today is the feast of St. Lawrence. St. Lawrence was a deacon in Rome during one of the big persecutions of his time. He was martyred around 259. 4 days before his martyrdom, the Pope was martyred. And then the emperor called them and told them, "I want you to bring me all the treasures of the church, all your money, all the gold, everything you have." So Deacon Lawrence said, "Okay, but I need some time." So the emperor gave him 4 days. During this time, he went back and he took all the money that the church in Rome had, any gold plates or chalices that they used in Mass, sold it and gave all the money to the poor. So when 4 days later, when he came in front of the emperor, he asked, you know, some of the poor people to come with him. So the emperor says, "Okay, where's the treasure?" And St. Lawrence turned around and pointed to the people. He said, "These are the treasure of the church." Well, obviously, the emperor did not like hearing that, so he ordered that he will be burned alive over fire. Sometimes when I, you know, read the lives of some of those, you know, early Christians, I wonder what led them to die for the faith. What made them give their lives? Some of them, all they had to do was say, "Okay, I deny Jesus," or "I offer, you know, sacrifice to the Roman gods," or "I'll believe the emperor is a god." But they wouldn't. They gave their lives. And I think the only reason I can find, and some of them were very poor, ordinary people, it's not just the apostles, it's because of the words of Jesus we heard today. If we want to follow him, we have to do what he did. He gave his life for us. So when we give our lives for him, we're not giving him much more than he did for us, and he had eternal life. Now, obviously, not everyone is called to give their life physically for Christ, but all of us are called to sacrifice, to give something back, because that's what the life of Christ is all about, his death and resurrection. We can't be with Christ in heaven and enjoy eternal life without being willing to give up our life in this world. To give up some of those things that distract us from God. So maybe today, just take a few minutes and reflect on what are you sacrificing for Jesus? What are you giving up? These days, I think our time is more precious than anything else because we all don't have time. And a lot of times, because of that, we don't give the time we need to give to God and put God first in the time. But think, what are you giving up for Jesus? And how can we trust more in his words and be willing to have that courage to give up something because we know the Lord will always take it, bless it, and gives it back to us 100 times more.